are Watching Weird, a weekly live stream featuring survival horror, science fiction, and fantasy authors Alan Gamboa, Scott Baker, Rich Restucci, and Hadley Thorne. They get together to discuss, debate, and dissect the latest new movie releases, personal recommendations, and their week-by-week after-viewing responses to a current streaming series. Like, follow, and subscribe to Weird Realities on all our social media at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/weirdrealities, and that's weird with the Y. Be sure to check out our webpage and subscribe to our monthly newsletter where we highlight our partners, followers, weird kids, talk latest books releases, and more. That's at www.weirdrealities.net.
Happy Thursday, guys. How are y'all doing?
Evening, everybody.
Oh, well. How are you?
Pretty good. Scott Baker's missing tonight. He's
where
MIA.
Is Scott Baker? Where in the world?
Oh, that's the question, Alan. Where is Scott Baker?
I think Echo Base got too close to home with him.
I was wondering.
He had to sneak out and take care of business.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Landa. Hey, Tony Mike Lewis.
Hey, Mike.
There's Max. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, place is hopping already.
All right.
It's like free drink night or
There's
something.
There's Craig. Hey, Craig.
Damn, look at this place.
It is a. Everybody must not have things to do tonight.
I know.
There's even an ash hole. That's who to ask the question. Where is Scott Baker?
Yes, where?
See, I've got even a little missing thing over him, his little icon, so we would know that Scott was not on tonight.
Max said we heard Scott wasn't here, so that's why they showed up.
Oh,
hey, Ashel, is Scott in Thailand or somewhere like that? You can tell us. We won't tell anybody. I promise. Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
I know, right?
So, I don't even know where to start this week.
We're all sad because Scott's not here.
Yeah.
So I've got it. I was thinking about naming this episode Nick Cage Strikes Again.
Not a bad name because damn.
Yeah. It's like he does two steps forward and four steps back.
I think Scott probably didn't show up because he didn't want to have to talk about this movie either.
Yeah, he's crying right now. He's just huddled up in a fetal position on the floor crying. He's like, I can't talk about these movies.
Yeah, I got some of his snark about these movies. So,
well, he sent me his his ratings for them.
Nice.
And I said, you sure you don't want to? He said, no. So I'm like, I don't know if he's just that upset about the movies or he's just having a bad day, but.
Well, we love you, Scott. We miss you.
We miss you. We got the missing man formation out there.
Hope you have a better day tomorrow. The movies tonight are Sympathy for the Devil, Echo Base, and we're doing Lioness, Special Ops by Lioness. So shall we get rolling on those movies?
Sure.
All right. Who wants to do Sympathy for the Devil? I'm already doing Echo Base, I guess. Because
I vote the boss.
Rich.
Not it.
That's kind of how I'm feeling.
I can do it. So, Sympathy for the Devil. It's Nick Cage's newest movie that I'm aware of, anyway. It came out in 2023. And it's sort of a kidnapping movie where... What's his name? Joel Kinnaman is forced to. His wife is having a baby. Nick Cage, a redheaded, like flame-headed, almost pink. Nick Cage grabs the guy and is like, "Drive!" And the movie progresses. Blah blah. And that you've already heard all the best parts. Nick Cage decides he needs to overact pretty much everything. And sometimes Nicolas Cage, when he overacts, is great. Like. I really liked the Renfield thing because I knew he was doing it on purpose and he was trying to be silly. But this movie just sucked. It had a little bit of action in it, but basically it was just murder and mayhem, and it wasn't fun. I really don't know what I'm a bit ill prepared. I apologize. I really don't know what to say about this movie other than don't waste your time. It's not great. It's not going to get a very high rating for me. I don't know about you guys, but there's a couple of scenes in it where Nick Cage is just in the car and he's talking to his kidnappy driver, whose wife was having a baby at the time he showed up to the hospital to be with his wife while she was having a baby, and that's where Nick Cage nabbed him. And we find out as the movie progresses that the guy who's been kidnapped might not be what he seems, and we figure out why he was kidnapped. It wasn't just a random job as we thought at the beginning of the movie. Don't want to give it away in case you're foolish enough that you do watch this pathetic piece of garbage. But go ahead, please.
Can I share my thoughts on this movie?
Oh my! Well, why didn't you just start then?
Yes.
Well, I want to share. I have to share my screen. So hold on.
Okay.
So this is Nick Cage in this movie.
Oh, I thought you were just going to show us a picture of some dog shit because that's what this movie was.
Well,
can y'all see it?
Oh yeah. That's kind of way better. The Heat Miser was way better looking than Nick Cage was.
That's it. That's his
Nick Cage, and that's Joel Kinnaman right there.
Yeah,
there. Right there.
That's his hairstyle exactly.
It was just
Mr. Heat Miser.
I don't know. There just wasn't a lot about this movie to keep me interested. Usually, I can give a 15-minute dissertation on any movie, even if it's crappy. But this one was just. It's actually not the worst movie I've ever seen. There's some entertaining aspects to it, but I just can't talk too much about it because it just nothing stuck. I just watched it last night, and I'm watching Nick Cage talk to this guy, and he's pointing his little revolver at him, and he's saying, do this, do that. They go into this diner, and everything turns into a big hot mess in the diner. Nick Cage just he's crazy, so he just kind of kills everybody. And the guy's like, oh, you can't kill him. You can't kill him. And then we find out later on, at the diner, who the guy really is. And it's kind of easy to see once you realize what's going on. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I didn't like it because of the psychological aspect of the way it was portrayed. And I can't really wreck it for you. Because I know some of you guys are going to watch this awful movie, and I'm trying to tell you not to. I'd really love to wreck it and ruin the plot for you, but then you get all pissy, and we get bad reviews, and I can't do that. So. What did you guys think?
I'm going to say, hey, Tina Brooks, that I thought about you today. I was down at Keesler. So.
But. Tina was at Keesler
for a bit. I actually have Keesler in one of my books. And it was before I met any of you guys.
Yes.
So, yes. Small world.
And I'm taking it. I'm the sexy one. I don't know.
We're the cuties. We know.
Well, so Hallie, what's your take on this?
Hot garbage.
I thought that this was going to be good. I love the title. And I could just hear the Rolling Stones singing, and I thought it was gonna be a real rock and roll road show. And I don't remember anything about this until like the last 10 minutes. I'm not sure what happened, but it's like I just blinked it out. And then it makes sense. The title makes sense because you do have sympathy for the devil.
Yeah, it does once it unrolls.
But I mean, I had some questions.
Well,
why kill the cops?
Yeah,
at the end. Well, I mean,
right. Yeah, there was no need really for that.
Yeah, there was. Do we go into this and wreck it for people?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there was. Yeah, but
yeah.
Well, let's let Hadley finish her.
Go ahead.
Just add questions, and then I mean. It got interesting at the very end, and then I wanted to know more about where it was going, but it stopped. So I have nothing good to say about this movie. It took, it was a lot of foreplay, but no, finish.
It's oops, I'm sorry, this never happened to me after that foreplay.
Well, yeah, the thing is, you had two decent actors.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, semi-famous actors. This Joel Kinnaman.
He's a good actor.
He was the new RoboCop, if you remember. Yeah. Came out in like 2013. And then he was in Suicide Squad. He was, I can't remember the guy's name. He was the soldier in Suicide Squad.
He was in some like really good series on HBO or Cinemax or something.
Was it The Bridge? The Killing. He was in The Killing.
Well, he was in that, but no, he was in like, it was like a sci-fi futuristic.
Oh, where they trade skin.
Yeah, that one. The download one. And you know, the downloads or uploads your consciousness.
It's the one where the guy from Twisted Metal took over the next season.
Yeah.
And oh, Altered Carbon. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, okay.
I love him. I think he's a great actor. He might just be easy on the eyes, let's be honest. But I do like to see him and stuff.
Well, he's in that movie Run All Night with Liam Neeson, which is actually kind of a decent movie. Liam Neeson and the guy from – anyway, I can't remember.
Yeah, that guy.
Played John Glenn in The Right Stuff.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Thank you. I always want to call him Scott Glenn for some reason. And Ed Harris. It's a good flick, actually. And the bad guy from the new Justified, he's in it too. He plays a bad guy. I can't think of his name now. Boyd Holbrook. Anyway, rabbit hole. So what do you have anything else, Hadley, on this?
I see where Craig's saying. Well, Craig, my feelings about Nick Cage is, it's like I said, it is black or white with him. There is no there's no middle ground. He doesn't make mediocre movies. He makes really good movies, or they suck beyond suck. And this was B. This was a suck beyond suck. So that's where I'm at with it. I just, like I said, the last 10 minutes were the best, and it's what made you want to watch more.
This movie could have been a half hour long.
Yeah.
It really could have. And it would have been a good movie. If it was a half hour long, you know,
it's Collateral. It's the one with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. It's the same.
It's Collateral made by Tubi.
Yeah.
Sympathy
with
the Devil.
With the Heat Miser.
Sympathy for the Devil. Yes. With Nick Cage and Joel Kinnaman.
I wish that I was skilled and I would take the Heat Miser and put some of Nick Cage's words in his mouth from the movie.
That was good, though. I was surprised. We have special effects, folks. Yeah. You didn't even know it. You know, sometimes when Cage overacts, it's fun. You know, like on the Rock, you know, when he, I'm going to gut you, you know. I mean, he had a lot of fun with that. This one, I'm waiting for him to dance. I know he's got to dance, you know, because of where they're at. And he throws on Alicia Bridges' I Love the Nightlife. And he starts dancing to that. Now, that was kind of fun for a hot 10 seconds. You know, when he comes up, he starts, you know, humping that truck driver, you know, dancing. That was kind of fun. But then it just, you know, it went into over the top, over the top, over the top. This movie just, and Joel Kinnaman's a good actor. Cage can be a good actor when he wants to.
But I don't know if it's when he wants to.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, the movies that you're like, oh, he's, you know, Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah,
he was great in that, but he didn't utter a word.
That's why he was great.
This one was just, it could have been like an anthology movie. And you knew where it was going after the first 20 minutes. You knew where it was going. You didn't know the exact details of it, but you knew where it was going. You knew how it was going to end, or the reveal at the end. You knew it. You could just pick that apart. Well, you know,
I will say that when it dawned on him, on Kinnaman, who Cage was when they were in the car, his eyes said it all. And I thought that was really impressive.
Oh, when he was crying?
Well, before then, when you could just see, it was just like the shape of his face just kind of altered. Yeah. And it was like the realization of, oh, shit. That guy, you know, I enjoyed that, but again, last 10 minutes.
Well, something also, they did not play Sympathy for the Devil in this movie.
I know,
damn them.
Credits at least, but and that's what I thought they were going to play when he was in the diner and he was pushing the buttons.
Yeah, yeah. I did too. When he was, or at the very end when everything was going on, I thought it would start to play that. They didn't even have a cover band play it.
No, and there, and also, this is one of my favorite songs. There's not a version of it that I've heard I dislike.
I could sing it for you, and we could change all that.
I doubt it.
I love that song. I put it, that song in the end of Dead Island Dose. Just, I thought it was.
Well, cool. it's just a rock and roll song. Mm-hmm. It just is,
and it tells a story. You know, it tells a story. But this did not tell a story. This was, like I said, this was 30 minutes of a movie, and.
Stretch out to an hour and a half of hell.
And I don't want to interrupt you, Alan, but I got to say this too. The damn screaming rabbits, that was stolen from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, excuse me.
or
but I was very worried about those rabbits being stolen from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't original. There's nothing original about this movie.
No.
Except maybe the heat miser here. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was that? What was that about? That was
completely
unnecessary. I mean, something that you think this movie takes place in Vegas, and it's something that you would expect from a weirdo in Las Vegas, but he was just a psychopath, which was, I don't know, it was crazy. I guess psychopaths can have red almost pink hair. I don't know, it was weird.
And it matched his smoking jacket.
Kind of, I mean. It definitely matched his psychopathy. I mean,
well, you didn't see him coming in that jacket or nothing, did you?
Camo, that's what it was.
If you're hoping this is going to be a supernatural movie of any type, it's not.
Yeah,
that was, I kept thinking, is he going to really be the devil or something?
Nope. That never even occurred to me.
No, I
thought that at the beginning. Well, it was the title.
Yeah,
for me.
And then his appearance, you know, the red hair and the red jacket. Yeah.
And I thought for sure, you know, once he shot the, well, he, okay, so he shoots the cop pretty early on. And right there, I'm like, is that something the devil would do?
Yeah.
Or would the devil just kill the cop in a different way? So I'm like, it's not the devil.
What are you doing? You know, if this is, like a comeback movie for him or something. Not that he's been gone, but you know, hey, we'll get these two actors together and we'll throw, you know, they'll chew this dialogue, you know, and it's not the movie. It's just not the movie for that.
Well, I recently saw a clip of Nick Cage on Stephen Colbert doing his questionnaire. And I don't know that he's overacted. I think he's that dramatic in person. Because he was answering a question and he just got all cerebral and all this crazy, you know, over the top dramatic with it. And that was just like in a little fun interview.
Well, we all saw Renfield and we all saw The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah.
And he was great in both. At least I think he was great.
Yeah,
he
I think
was.
So.
So I don't know. Maybe you're right, Hadley. Maybe he just. It's not something he turns on. It's just him.
Yeah, because maybe it's just Nick Cage being Nick Cage. I mean, he could have
weird explosive stuff in The Unbearable Weight. It wasn't like that. It was like, you know, what do you expect Nicolas Cage to be?
I he did have that Western out last year, which wasn't bad, actually. He was kind of subdued in that. If you ever get a chance to watch it, it's worth it.
Where he's the retired gunslinger with the daughter. Is that
Yeah,
I didn't see it, so are we recommending it?
I do recommend that one. It's nothing great. You know, it's nothing you haven't seen already.
Do you remember what it was called?
No, I don't. Max, do you know somebody out there know that Western that just came out? Nicolas Cage. But, yeah, he was subdued in that one, you know? He
didn't get great. Way.
Oh, okay. Well, take care of it, buddy. Quentin lost a tooth.
Oh, nice.
Is the tooth fairy coming to see him?
Yes.
So what's the tooth fairy paying these days?
$75.
Yeah.
Get them back on and I'll tell them how much.
But yeah, that see, because he acted in that one. Not great, but he did B-movie acting. So
it's called The Old Way.
The Old Way. Thank you. That was it. The Old Way. So.
Didn't we see a horror movie by that same name?
The old ways. Yeah, that was it.
The one in Mexico? Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was got some creepy stuff in it. So do you have anybody else have anything to add to this?
Scott does. What was Scott's rating? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hold on, let me pull it up.
And this one's streaming pay-per-view, folks. So really think hard.
I would not watch it for sure.
When you want to pay that $5.99 or whatever.
Yeah, wait 15 years, and when you're sitting there and you have two broken legs and on you're sitting on the couch and nobody can change the channel and the remote just batteries just died, that's when you watch this movie.
Scott Baker says, Sympathy for the Devil gets 1.25. The ending was good and tedious performance at the diner was phenomenal, if not over the top.
Wow. Well, that was the best part was the diner and then the very
last 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, what are we going to give this masterpiece, Hadley?
I'm going to have to give it a 2.
Sounds good. Rich?
I'm going to give it half of that. I'm going to give it a 1. I just did not like this movie.
I'm going to join you on that. I'm going to give it a 1. We fast forward about a half hour of it.
So did I. Yeah.
They were still
cut through a bunch of it. Yeah, it was that bad. I don't do that on the whole.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Well, at least Tina sat through this whole thing with me. This next movie, she walked out on the first.
Yeah. Very strong if she made this movie.
See, I'm going to have to say, I think the other movie might have been more interesting than Sympathy for the Devil.
Hey, Joe.
We got some food for drinks.
Joe Hansen.
We got some food for drinks for you, Joe.
We got famous people with us.
Well,
they're talking about my language. I don't know if y'all saw that. I'm not ignoring y'all. I see that y'all think that I was a sailor and that I speak Ashole's language.
Okay, masterpiece number 2. It is a number 2, actually. Is Echo Base. This is a Tubi original. And it takes place on a missile base, Air Force missile base. And there's a captain, sergeant, and a lieutenant that are in charge of these missiles. And I call them captain sergeants because she's a captain. She's got the captain tabs bars on her uniform. And then she's got staff sergeant stripes where they go on the side. So anyway. They go through this test of launching a missile on London. The captain hesitates, but her partner wants to launch. So they pass this test by sending nukes to London. It's just a simulation. They don't do it. And so obviously these two sergeants, are having an affair. So the senior officer in charge wants to get the younger guy replaced because they're having an affair. But they get one more posting. And it's to Echo Base. And so they go down with a maintenance crew, and there are so many security lapses in this thing. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you'd be worried that they could launch a nuclear missile easily, you know, just walk in there and turn the keys.
Well, that was the thing. They just walked in there. There was no switch out. There was no search. There was no frisking. Mm-hmm. No metal detectors. They're like, yeah, go ahead. He's a brown bag, peanut butter and jelly. Go ahead.
So the captain sergeant is reassured by the colonel airman.
Come on.
The colonel in the movie has airman stripes on the side of her uniform.
Good boy.
That everything's okay. This will be all right. And of course, it's not. There's more going on, and there's a twist. The twist at the end is the best part. So, you guys, anybody?
I thought it was fun. I mean, it had some funny conspiracy stuff that I hear from my conspiracy friends, like the reptilians and, you know, and it definitely had a message at the end, you know.
I like the media message on it, but the movie was done dumbly.
It was.
It was,
but I'm saying out of the two, I think this was the winner. Oh my
goodness. I And then the CIA infiltrated officer, or whatever she was. This movie was horrible. I watched it till the end. Well, I watched it and not all of it. Then I watched the end, and it was just it was horrible. It's like it was different. It was a different horrible than the Nick Cage movie.
Well,
I can't explain it, but it was horrible.
And so this is what I'm gonna say. The Nick Cage movie did not intend to be horrible. You know, it had the budget, it had the actors, it had everything that it could have been a good movie. This one did not. This one was out of the gate, they knew it was going to suck. You know?
They were right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I say. I like this one better than the other one because the other one was just a failure. This one was just what it was.
Oh.
I mean, whenever you got reptilians infiltrating the government and people wearing fake faces, I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I had hopes for this one. I thought it might be a decent C movie, you know, but it just never rose to that level. It just, the special effects were bad. The acting was bad.
So I feel we may be leading our vast hordes of fans astray by saying that, you know, there were reptilian skins and aliens and all that stuff, because there wasn't any of that shit. That's a no. There was none of that stuff. It was all, I wonder what would happen if it was this thing. And then everybody, these vetted super soldiers that are down in the bowels of this silo, who are supposed to be, you know, some of the most level-headed people in the world, all flip out over nothing.
Yeah.
One guy's got aliens, one guy's got demons, one guy's a bad guy. So it's just their silo sort of gets taken over and they lose power, and it gets all of the media that's coming into them has been hijacked, and they're being shown these photographs and videos of things that are happening outside in the world. And one of the people that's there, he goes out and he gets killed. You don't really know how. He's got like yellow stuff on his face and you can't figure out what it is. And then another girl goes out and she's running around. She's got drones and they're taking pictures and there's all kinds of cool stuff. And they're like, wait, what's going on? What's this? So you don't really know what's going on. And then when you kind of find out what's going on, all of a sudden it's aliens and you're like, oh no, it's aliens. This is really happening. And there were these little bugs like this big, but they killed people. I don't know how. And then later on, you know, is anybody ever going to watch this? I don't know. Should be, it's 2023, so I probably shouldn't wreck too much of it, but it ends up being,
it's free.
Yeah. It ends up being, something different than what you think it's going to be. And the different, you are really on the fence about what it is the whole time. Is it aliens? Is it demons? And then you're kind of steered toward aliens, and then you're steered away from it towards something else, and then you're back to aliens. And it was just stupid. It was just bad. And as bad as it was, as horrible as this terrible movie was, I would watch it every single day for the rest of my life if I didn't have to watch that Nick Cage movie. That Nick Cage movie was so bad that it makes this look Oscar worthy.
Well, the Nick Cage movie was boring.
Yeah. Well, this had a whole swath of boring to it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually fast forwarded this a little too. When they were sitting there doing, you had mentioned that they're having an affair. The captain sergeant and the sergeant are having an affair, and I'm like, they're just sitting there at their, you know, Star Trek terminal that was built with Christmas lights and silly putty, and I'm just like, what? Come on, do something. And so I'm like, fast forward, stop. I did one of those jobbies. For probably 10, 15 minutes of the movie, I skipped it.
What I loved is when they had to go out and use weapons, instead of grabbing the rack of M4s and stuff, they grabbed the sidearms.
I know.
You know, there's like 30 guys out there, but I'll take my M9. And I'll go out there and, you know, take care of them all. Or there might be aliens out there. Well, I'll take my little handgun. One time she says my trusty pistol or whatever. Who says that? I'll take my trusty pistol, you know? Yeah, the dialogue in this was definitely bad. And they could have got a military advisor. Cheap, I'm sure.
You know?
You know what? I think most people that watch this movie don't need a military advisor because they're us, you know? And they're like, okay, there's a captain sergeant. that type of thing. But you're right. A dime store, they could have brought you in there and you could have said, no, don't do that. Do this because you were in the Air Force. You could have said, yeah, do this instead.
That's right. So, That's right.
I could have done it, but I'm not military.
So. That's all right. You know more than those people, obviously.
That brings up an excellent point. How do you not know that? How do you not know to get an advisor? How do you not know to pay somebody $2,000 to come in and say, no, don't do this? No, nobody would pick up the pistol. You want to go for the rifle. And about the stripes, no, that type of thing. It's not that hard.
Yeah, my theory was she was a sergeant, and she went to OCS, and she couldn't afford to buy new uniforms, so she just put
a stitched over.
Yeah, it just added to the dumbness of a lot of the things that happened in this movie. I like you said, Haley, I did like kind of what was going on. You know, all the speculation and the twist at the end was okay, but it just was done by somebody that's not very good.
I really want to say what happened, but I just don't want to catch it.
No one's going to watch either of these movies. Please don't. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, save your time. And if you don't, blame Alan. Scott Baker isn't even here tonight.
No.
That's how bad these movies were. Scott couldn't even come.
Yeah, he was traumatized, the poor guy.
It was probably the part where they threw the CIA into it. And right now, I'm not having any of that. So what are we going to give this wonderful action conspiracy movie?
Well, let me give Scott's.
Okay.
Echo Base gets a 0.5.
A 0.5.
I have an entire list of everything that is wrong with this movie from a professional point of view. I'm not even going to get in the house or what the plot is. I don't know what that means. Anyway, he says he's sorry for ditching us. But, so, 0.5.
I think he scored highly. Hadley?
I'm going to give it a 2.
Rich?
I'll give it a 2. It was far and away better than the Nick Cage movie. It was a different type of movie. They did better with significantly less budget. But I don't want anybody to think in any way this is a good movie. I'm giving the movie its own rating while at the same time trying to compare it to the other movie. So I will give this a 2 just for the little twist at the end.
I'll give it a 1.5 for the twist at the end. The Captain Sergeant, Colonel Airman really threw me for a loop.
Yeah. I like the bugs. Bugs were a good touch.
Yeah, it was just a weird movie. Just a weird movie. But I guess Tubi movies are weird.
Yeah.
You know, sure. They're worse than the Asylum movies. And that's kind of hard to do. You know, the Asylum at least will give you a big name star. You know, you'll get Eric Roberts in Asylum.
Casper Van Dien.
Yeah, Casper Van Dien. Eric Roberts, you know, but anyway. All right. Shall we do the Lioness?
Jump right into
that. Hadley, you want to?
Well, I don't remember which episode. I think we only did, what, to three last time?
I think we go to five.
I thought we went to five.
I didn't think Scott had seen all five of them.
Huh. Oh, yeah, I don't think he did, but we did.
Okay, well, I'm fine. So, I don't even know what to say. The latest episode kicked ass. This is a great show. If you're not watching it, I don't know what to tell you. You need to be. It's really good. This episode had Morgan Freeman on it, and he is playing the Secretary of Defense. Was that who he's playing?
Either that or a senator. I don't know. I thought he was a senator. I don't remember them.
I don't remember. Secretary of State, maybe?
Secretary of State. Anyway, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to give it away because if, like, somebody, is everybody caught up? Is everybody watching it?
Well, Max is. Max is pretty
Max
caught
is.
Up.
Well, I know Landa, like, had missed some shows, or maybe what was Twisted Metal. I don't remember. Tina, I have no spouse. I have two dogs, and they don't complain. I have three dogs that don't complain. Well, actually, one of them does, but we don't listen to him.
So
Max is saying it's very. I told you I don't know why y'all make me do this. I did not sleep last night. I've had the worst bed ever.
Well, you want to do it? You want to grab it, Rich?
Yeah, why don't we split it down the three-way there? So the latest episode, I can't remember if we went to three or five last time, but on the third or fourth episode, they start really getting into what the Lioness is and what she needs to do. And in the latest episode, you kind of get the idea that this is a suicide mission and she's not coming back from it.
Yeah.
What she's going to do is either identify a target and kill the target, or just identify the target and they're going to drop a Tomahawk missile on her and just kill the target and her. But you're not entirely sure about that. Personally, this could go two ways. She could get out and be okay, or she could get out and plot revenge on those who tried to kill her. I haven't figured that out yet. Or she doesn't get out at all. But she's there's a little dynamic going on where the Lioness, she's the spy, trying to get close to this high-value target. She is getting close to the high-value target's daughter, and so they've got a little thing going. Is she Saudi? What is she? I can't remember. I can't remember her nationality. She is of a Middle Eastern nationality, and she's got a bad dad. So her father is he gives money to bad people. So whatever terrorist group is, du jour. So they're trying to get him and kill him, and she's getting close to the daughter to get close to him. And now there's a dynamic with her and the daughter are sort of enamored of each other. So, and it goes a little bit further than just friends, which is a death sentence for the daughter if she gets found out anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Arabs. So they don't particularly care for that kind of thing. But now, and I kind of a little bit saw this coming, the Lioness, she actually really likes the medium target there, the person she's getting close to get close to the other person. So she's like, well, what am I doing? Because she knows at some point she's going to have to give up her friend or kill her or put her in a position to die. And she's not sure she can do that. She's human. But the bottom line is, I think that, I'm not an operator. I didn't do this type of thing. But to me, they need sociopaths in that type of line of work, because you can't just turn that off. You can't make friends with somebody and then just have them killed. So you got to be a little bit crazy to be able to do that, just to turn that stuff off or even get off on it. Some people probably do that too.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in this where these three chowderheads break into the team where, the operator team, into the house that they're staying in, and the operators just immediately take them down. And it's got one of the best outcomes I've ever seen. It's nothing I would even think of that would happen. Yeah. so that scene makes the whole series worth it as far as I'm concerned. But this is a really good show. It's got a lot to it. It's got some very good actors. I mean, Zoe Saldana's in it. Nicole Kidman's in it. Morgan Freeman it was a bit part. I don't know if he's going to be in it more, but he was in it for, what, 10 minutes? It was
He's billed with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw that. But I don't know if he's going to have a larger part or not. Jack Ryan. It's Jack Ryan-ish. More team-oriented, I think. And it's got Michael Kelly, who's in the same role he's always in.
That scene he does when they come in to talk about the screw-up.
It's great.
It's great. That was great.
Michael Kelly. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. What about you, big man? What do you think?
Well, this is a series that I love. You know, when it comes on, I can't wait to watch it. It's got a lot of action in it. It's that kind of special ops stuff that's fun to watch from your recliner. You know, like you said, there's a lot of good actors in it. The teams, they all have their individual characters, and they're great. You know, some of the team's going to die probably with everything that's happening. It's like it reminds me of like the second Sicario movie, where they went into, you know, that team that went in and took care of stuff. That's how these guys are.
Well, didn't Taylor Sheridan do?
Yeah, he did. So, but I don't know if he writes Linus. I don't know that, because I know he produces it, but I don't know if he writes it. I know he's turned a lot of it over to other people, but it's still good. It's you like this kind of action shooters. It's great. And that scene when they broke into the operator's house and they all stacked up on him and took him down real quick. That was great. That was a meme.
I like that whole scenario that's unfolding there.
Yeah. Something bad's going to happen. You know that.
Well, I disagreed with Rich's assessment of the girl catching feelings for the Mark. I'm agreeing with Tina about Ash needs Jesus. Yes, he does. But because that one of the operators is very blatantly, obviously, and tells people that she's a lesbian, I don't know that I think that our Lioness character, and what's her name? God, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
I didn't get the feeling that she was, but I feel like this woman that she's getting close to is showing her some kindness that someone who doesn't have any family and has no ties is unaccustomed to getting. And I think she's a little bit suspicious of it, too.
Well, she killed her boyfriend. It's alluded to that she killed her boyfriend. That was brutal to her. So, yeah, she's looking just for...
She's looking for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She beat him with the frying pan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was still alive.
Yeah, well, that was then.
Then remember they were talking about they found his body somewhere. He's dead. And she kind of had that look like, you know, she'd done it. You know, I think she killed him. I think it kind of alluded to that. At least that's what I got from it. So, but yeah, I think she's just looking for somebody that's being kind to her. And she is, you know, so I don't know. But
I like it. It's a good show. I even like the family dynamic between the Zoe Saldana character and her husband and their kids. That storyline is actually interesting. You know, usually those kind of characters are not as, well done.
They're not drawn. Yeah, they're not drawn.
They're usually like secondary and just kind of like furniture. And this actually, the whole storyline with the daughter was really gripping. And, you know, I was invested in that. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Yeah, she really is.
Great.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, it's a good show. Definitely. One to watch. If you like these kind of shows, you know, I was waiting for SEAL Team to come back, but this thing's kind of overtaken SEAL Team.
Yeah.
It's my new go-to series. So
yeah,
definitely. Yeah. So what else are y'all watching?
Well, I'm gonna start Ahsoka tomorrow, I think.
I watched one episode. I can't. I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but I haven't. It was kind of boring to me.
Damn it.
You know, no, but don't take my. Everybody loves it. People are digging it. I just thought it was kind of boring.
I don't have the love for Star Wars that I used to. Somebody did something to it along the way.
Yeah, it was Disney. Disney did something along the way.
Yeah, Craig's right. The acting's not really good in it. You know.
How does she do? Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson's hit and miss, you know.
Yeah.
Watch The Rundown and her horrible accent she has in The Rundown with The Rock.
Yeah.
You know,
a great movie though. I love that movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a fun movie. Definitely.
Did y'all see that series that she did? It's an apocalyptic series.
Cleopatra 2525?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's something like DML or something.
Oh, the DMZ.
Yeah, the DMZ.
No, is that any good?
I've started watching it. It's a little light for me. I like stuff a little bit heavier with apocalypse. But it's interesting. I mean, I watched a couple of episodes. She plays a healthcare worker who goes into the DMZ to find her son that she got separated from when she was leaving. And his father was incarcerated, and now is played by what's his name?
Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah. And he was incarcerated when the DMZ got taken over and all. And he got let out, and now he's like the kingpin.
I think it's only one season. I think it's done.
Yeah, it wasn't that great, but I like it. It was different. It was interesting to see.
It just didn't get the ratings.
I don't think. Yeah.
It was HBO.
Peripheral got canceled. So if you're a fan of that, that's.
I'm very sad about that. Yeah, that I loved that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Great idea.
Yeah.
Well, her brother and his friends in that. I mean, I just wanted to see them do more.
Yeah, exactly. Best part of the whole movie.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I mean, watch that. You told me to that was a good series.
Everybody likes it. I mean, it's really, that's our kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why one of my online buddies told me it got canceled. I'm like, I don't know why they were canceled because it got rave reviews.
Do you think it was the writer's strike, maybe?
I don't actually. That's a really good point. I don't know. Maybe that did it in somehow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Now, I watched a Western the other day. It's Dead for a Dollar with Christoph Waltz. And he played a bounty hunter again with a black sidekick again. And it was directed by and written by Walter Hill, who did 48 Hours, The Warriors, a lot of action movies, especially in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very good.
No.
I was going to say, I watched that when it came out, and I stopped watching it.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It was blah.
And Walter Hill does a lot of good action, and there wasn't even a lot of good action in this one.
Well, I'm rewatching one of my favorite series, and I forgot how much I love the series. And I'm trying to encourage Mr. Ristucci to watch it. And Alan, I think you have.
What is it?
Banshee.
Oh, we started it. Anthony Starr. We watched it like a season of it.
I love that series.
That's a good show for Asshole. That's a good show for Asshole.
A lot of boobs.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of.
It is very graphic.
It's a nudity. It's a lot of nudity in that.
Well,
one.
It was a Cinemax series.
That's right. Yeah. So that's perfect for you, Asshole. There we go. I gave you a suggestion via Hadley.
I don't watch it for the boobs. It's really good, Alan. I can't believe you only watched one season of it.
No, it was good. I think, but sometimes we'll watch a series and kind of just lose interest in it, you know? I just kind of lost interest in it.
Or you back burner it and forget it's there.
Yeah. That's
what happened to me. Like, oh, yeah, that's back on.
Yeah. Well, there was only like, I think, four seasons, and then it wrapped up and ended. It was either three or four seasons, but I really enjoyed it. I'm rewatching it now, and I'm just, again, really enjoying it. I think I'm on season two.
I'm not you're the only one with the shirt up for, Tina. You're the only one. Sorry, Ashley. I'm not going to make you happy tonight. We watched, Justified City Primeval is not bad. If you love Justified, it's worth the watch.
Is Walton Goggins in it?
No. Boyd Holbrook plays Clement Mansell, who's a bad guy. He's not a very good bad guy. He's just an asshole. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you like Timothy Oliphant, it's worth the watch. You know, it's not
love
great.
Love Timothy Oliphant.
It's not great, and it's just something's missing from it, you know?
You know, talking about shows that should not have gotten canceled but did, the Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That was great.
Yeah, I can't believe that didn't get picked up by somebody else. It was so dumb, and I loved all of it. It was great. Nathan Fillion was ahead in that. He was just ahead. Such a great
And then they replaced him with his buddy, the redhead guy. The pilot from Firefly.
Wash. Well,
the next season they replaced him. That was great. Like, we don't know that.
I recently watched all 9 seasons of Suits.
Oh my God.
Which is another one I recommend. If you want something light that's got some snappy, funny stuff, but it's not too heavy.
There's a lot of good series out there that have been around for a while.
Yeah, I watched one. It's got to be a couple years ago now. It's called Sweet Home. And it's either Japanese or Korean. I can't remember. But they're in an apartment building, and certain people start turning into these monsters, and like it's all apocalyptic outside now. Everybody starts turning into monsters.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I heard there was a second season coming, but I don't know what's going on with that, because I'm guessing there's no writer strike in Japan or Korea, whichever it was.
Right.
You know, so that's got to be coming. It's got to be soon. But I looked it up the other day, and I didn't see when it was coming. And it's a
shame. I thought it was coming soon, Rich.
Yeah, they did that other Japanese one that was really good, Alice in Borderlands. I don't know if you guys have seen that. That was really good, actually. It's a little bit of a supernatural aspect of it. You can't really tell what's going on, but these people get sucked into an alternative Tokyo. It's like, it's where they know, but there's no people there, except for the other people who get sucked in, and they have to compete in these games, and they're games of, you know, chance and skill, and it's to the death. And usually it's against other players, but not all the time. Sometimes there's teams, sometimes it's, you know, one person head to head, sometimes it's just, you know, whoever can survive. It's pretty good. It has to. Each time you win, you get a card, and if you get, you know, a playing card, and if you get all 52 cards, you win, you escape.
I'm not into the gaming stuff, like gaming cinema or gaming books. It's just not my thing.
I like a good Western. There's one on Amazon. It's called The Black Bag. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
I wanted to. I think I started it, but something came.
Yeah, it's up. Only like 6 or 8 episodes. It's like in a spaghetti Western, but it's good. It's got, I can't think of the guy's name. It's not Walton Goggins. It's, crap. Oh, the guy that plays Iron Man's dad.
Mr. Stark.
Huh?
I said, Mr. Stark.
Yeah, the guy that plays Iron Man's dad that was in Preacher. One of the main actors in it. It's a good, it's only like 6 or 8 episodes. It's
Black
really
Bag,
good.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Black Bag. It's like a spaghetti Western.
Well, Max is agreeing that he likes Suits, and I'm going to tell y'all, I thought Suits was like going to be a romance. It's not. It's a character-driven, I don't even know what you would call it. It's just good. It's funny. It's not like a comedy, but it has comedy in it.
What is it?
is, I call it a fantasy, but that's a whole nother story. You don't want to get eat down in that tunnel. But it's funny. It's a funny show.
What show is it, Hadley? I didn't.
Suits.
Oh, Suits. Oh, you just watch it for the ex-princess or whatever she is.
Actually, no. I think she's a horrible actress. But that's a whole other thing.
White Collar's good. David, White Collar.
I haven't seen it. What is it?
It's like Suits.
Yeah.
Really, kind of, but with thieves.
Fair enough.
Well, they had capers. I mean, Suits just, you can't even call it like a legal show because it's just so not like realistically legal. It's like I said, it's like a fantasy.
So you wouldn't get your legal advice from the what's her face?
No, no.
Dang it.
But
now, like I said, there's a lot of good.
Like my friend is sending me screenshots of funny stuff that's said in the show. That's how funny it is. She didn't want to watch it. I'm like, just trust me. If you want something that will make you laugh, watch it.
I need them to bring back Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
that's what we really need.
Lasso.
Well, Ted Lasso just made my heart happy. Yeah. Do y'all watch? God, what is it? It's Danny McBride and Walton Goggins.
Yes.
The Righteous Gemstones.
No, I thought they were talking about Vice Principals.
Oh. No, I haven't watched Vice Principals, but I love The Righteous Gemstones, and it makes me laugh so hard when I watch it. It is so not right.
Try Vice Principals. It's
I will do that.
Two seasons, I think, and they're short. They're like maybe 8 episodes each season. Those guys have some good chemistry together.
I put a comment in the private chat. Since we're wrapping stuff up. So what y'all got going on?
Okay.
Nothing. I got nothing going on. I'm working. Not writing. Just working.
Yeah, I've been
Whitney
working.
Gamboa, you are so right. It is hilarious. And Uncle Baby Billy makes me laugh every time.
Lots of man ass.
I think that's a good pick there, Hadley. Definitely.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think? You want to double bill that with the Insidious 4?
Yes. Let's definitely watch the new Insidious movie because I haven't seen it yet. And I want to see it.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. So next week we're going to watch Kandahar, Insidious 4, and the next episode of Linus.
And talk TV shows or other movies too while we're at it. Apparently.
Talk the talk
and walk the walk of shows.
Well,
let me tell y'all, I heard from our friend Chris from the Manson Brothers.
Yes.
He wore our shirt. I sent him some swag. He wore a Weird Realities t-shirt to the store and got asked about it.
Oh, wow.
He got to pitch our show to him.
Oh, nice.
How awesome is he?
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, Chris is good people.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show is good people.
Yep.
Yeah. Though him and I have a disagreement about things.
All right.
I'm glad he couldn't reach through the screen.
All right, kids. Well, if you are watching, please like, subscribe, and all that stuff. So we have a lot of stuff coming on, and there's just stuff. We've got, 7, 8 shows now. I hear that Johansson's going to be back on screen soon doing Lowballing with Joe, which I'm excited about, see what he's drawing up. And tomorrow night, I'm not sure what they're talking about on Weird Awakenings, but I plan on being there since I missed last week. And what about y'all? What y'all got going on?
Well, real quick, Hadley, can you tell Alan Lassiter where he can get a shirt at? I will probably say the wrong thing.
Well, you can go to Redbubble. I'll post the link later. We tried to get our shop working, but there's a problem with that. So Redbubble's the way to go.
We can't get anybody to work in it. You know how it is nowadays.
Yeah. Everybody wants to get paid.
So. $75 an hour and they keep turning it down.
I know, right? I guess I'll have to sweep. I'll sweep and empty the garbage.
But Alan, I'll post that link for you as soon as we get off of here. I actually might could post it in the chat room right now if y'all could talk for another couple of minutes.
Actually, I can't. I have to run. But post it in the chat. Quickly.
I got it. Hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
Too bad I didn't have any of those three-finger prom date shirts. We could send them one of those, too.
We'll put one in the shop. I mean, not like we make, but like 20 cents on them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not it. Ignore that. Abort, abort.
That's not it. Wrong link, wrong link. So, Insidious 4 and Kandahar.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I want to see Insidious 4. I saw the other ones. They're all right. They're not bad. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some jump scares in each one of them, and some of it's spooky, spooky shit.
There you go, Alan. That's the one.
Good bubble.
Sweet.
All right, boys and girls, I got to run.
All right, kids. Until next time, y'all.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Greg's funny.
Thanks, Greg.
Stay weird, kids.
See y'all later. Thank you for coming. That's what she said.